All right, buddies, it's quitting time. Crack them if you got them, and give us a call here at 877-881-1053. It is time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking. The one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while
Happy
intoxicated
birthday.
Or in the process of catching a buzz. That is right. It is That's What You Drinking, awesome, What You Thinking time. And the phone lines are open for you. Just one question. Why do I have a line open? All right. The rules of what you're drinking and what you're thinking are simple. Okay, you got to answer the questions, and you cannot be operating heavy machinery at the time. As always, we'll go around the room. We'll talk about what we're drinking and thinking, then we'll hear from you. It's a 20-ounce Diet Coke, once again, for me, washing down these delicious Rangers concession items. Had parts of a boomstick burrito, which is outstanding, and the buffalo pulled pork sandwich was outstanding as well. You know, I'm thinking, let's just be safe this weekend. It's vacation season. It's summer recreating season. We had another dead and gone from the sports world. Chase Childers, former big league player, died trying to save swimmers from a rip current off the coast of South Carolina.
Dang.
Okay, you know, you're there. You see the people struggling. You're like, I got this.
Yeah.
He went out, saved them, ended up drowning himself.
Wow.
First responders arrived, and he was the only person out there. I know those rip currents are real, and, you know, if you have anybody in your family that's not a great swimmer, or even if they are, you got to stay watching, you know, no matter what the beach is, but especially down there in that South Carolina and to Florida region where that rip current, unfortunately, claims multiple people every year. It really does.
Crazy.
It's, Mother Nature's tough. That's what I'm drinking and thinking. Just asking you all to not crash out. Let's all come back here Monday at 2 o'clock and reconvene as a nation, Chief. What do you think?
I can get on board with that. Drinking some Dasani right now, and I'm thinking about Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth tomorrow, 10 a.m. to noon. Free Hurtado barbecue, free oil changes, and all sorts of other incredible free giveaways. 10 a.m. to noon, Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth. I will see you there.
Right on, brother. Looking forward to that. Wolchuk?
Hell yeah. Been sipping on some high-quality H2O, and I'll have an update. I'm thinking more on blue coming up here shortly, but I'm also really thinking, where the hell is Sean Sharif from Mean Girls in the Morning?
He's going to be out here, right, with his ticket deal?
Supposedly got sweet tickets.
Swing on by, Sean.
I know he's a little bit nervous, you know, that it could get a little hostile with all the bleep they've been talking. We might relive that in L.A. Live. But
oh, are we? They did it again this morning?
Oh, yeah. There was more. I mean, it was some stuff. I got called the Muppet during crosstalk.
Wow.
I sound like a Muppet.
Oh.
So, just personal savage attacks, man.
That's not the cartoon character from the 80s I would assign you.
Thank you,
I would think more a Gargamel from the Smurfs, maybe.
Does
that play a little bit?
Really, I like that,
you get that reference? Let's go back.
Trust me, I get the reference. I don't feel so good about that either.
Jacob Ray back in the Pimp Cup, been filling in for Lucius all week long. What are you drinking and thinking, Jacob?
What's up, fellas? I'm drinking just some high-quality H2O, trying to get my gallon in for the day.
Nice.
And I'm thinking how excited I am for football and baseball to be back super soon. Pump for NFL football, pump for college football, and I'm excited for the second half of the OB season.
Right on. And I'm looking forward to this Jaden Blue update that Wolchuk is going to give us momentarily. But let's go out to the phone calls. Jacob, who's first?
All right, first we got Tim in Carthage.
What's up, Timmy? What you drinking? What you thinking, bro?
Hey, Brian. This is Nolan Ryan. Oh, wait a minute. Brian's not there. This is Tim in Carthage. And I'm drinking a little margarita. How's my boys doing today?
Great, Rat. Man, never better.
All right. Today I'm going to give you all a friendly reminder of what not to do when you go to Oxnard this year. So who wants to go first? Well, hell, let's just go with Brian first, seeing how he's there, not there, but we know he's listening. Brian, please don't eat any soy sauce so we have to hear about the horror story coming following it. And don't drink any of Gary's Bogani Walker Blue without his permission. Number three, it's okay. We give you permission to go to work without making your bed this year. Now, Gavin, whatever you do, don't get on one of them Jerry and Stephen Jones rants out there, because remember, they pay the people that fix your food.
Okay.
Now, Eric, leave the damn poop stories in the toilet. And don't ask a player if he uses a rag or his hands when he takes a shower. And for God's sake, Derek, take sunscreen with you if you go out to the beach. Finally, Zach, don't fart at the media party. And whatever you do, please don't challenge Jane Slater to a tackling drill on the beach. She will end up hurting you, and then we'll all have to hear about it. One last thing, by the way, just because of yesterday's conversation, the best Dallas Cowboy football team of all time was the 1978-79 Dallas Cowboys. Thank you very much, Jackie Smith. And now this is Tim from Dover saying go Rangers from Carthage, Texas.
There he goes. Tim, that's a way to get it started here on a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday. And that opens a line at 877-881-1053. That's become an annual tradition, mm-hmm. Tim's advice for us as we get ready to go to Oxnard. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Tim, for that, and we'll heed that advice. Who's next, Jacob?
We got Christian in Dallas.
What you drinking, what you thinking, Christian?
How you doing?
Good, man. You?
I'm doing good, doing good. I'm just drinking some water right now, about to pick up my friends from the airport. But I just want to say happy birthday to my buddy Nick, and the Pandas are going to have a great season this year.
I love it, man. Have a great weekend.
I'll drink to that.
Absolutely.
Christian in Dallas, getting it done. Who's next, Jacob?
We got Jose in Mesquite up next.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Drinking Jim Beam on the way home to see my wife. And I'm thinking, honestly, LeBron James coming to Dallas wouldn't be the worst case scenario if we can get him on a good deal and don't give up many assets. I feel like he can mentor Cooper Flagg and then bring him to the next level. And I feel like, you know, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but it wouldn't be the worst case scenario.
Thank you, Jose and Mesquite, with your Jim Beam. Responsibly sipping that, I suppose.
On the way home, maybe he's riding the wife.
Maybe he's in an Uber. Yeah, that's
just sitting in the driveway and just pounding Jim Beam before you walk inside.
I know
just
the feeling, brother.
Right.
I know the feeling. Sometimes two or three before you walk in that front door is exactly what the doctor ordered. What was he? He was talking about LeBron in there.
Yeah.
For cheap.
Yeah. If it's on the cheap or whatever, I think it's all pretty far fetched at this point. But the only way you get him on the cheap. Is
buyout.
If it's a buyout, yeah. Otherwise, you're giving up a P.J. Washington and or a Daniel Gafford, something like that.
The things LeBron said earlier in the offseason, like I maybe suggest he's happy with four championships and that maybe this is his final year, it does make a lot of sense that he'll just play it out, keep his life normal in Los Angeles. But I do think a lot of things can change over the next couple of months. And I do believe, like, it's very possible what they did this week is like, hey, let's quiet this thing down. Right. Let's just, because we don't know exactly where we're going, but it had reached a fever pitch with the speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do feel like the Lakers are very clearly going in a Luka direction, and LeBron doesn't feel wanted anymore. And earlier in his career, it would have been a no brainer. He's out of here.
Yeah.
Right. But now it's like I'm at the end of my career anyway. So do I really want to uproot things and go chase a championship here, or do I just want to end things in Los Angeles? And you know, I would love to see the Mavs get him. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I think LeBron is still a very good player. It's just, what do you give up for 1 year of a guy who can't impact the game on both ends of the floor like he did in his prime? Who's next, Jacob?
We got Big Jim on deck.
What's up, Jim? What you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, you know what I'm drinking is Friday. Also got a mouthful of half a hamburger, so I apologize. I didn't know I was getting on this quick.
All good.
And those people, I tell you, have you ever gone through a drive-thru and I got my little daughter with me, she's driving me around.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they get served up your bag and they don't put the straws in for you to drink. And that's
the worst.
You blew off and you can't drink it. But
no.
Well, listen, Tim told you what you couldn't do. Let me tell you what you should do.
Okay.
First of all, every one of you's got one of them smartphones. I think it'd be really great if you boys would put some of those on the YouTube where you do the shorts or the clips.
Okay.
I want to see more of that. I want to see more. I love watching you fellas on the YouTube, you know, when you're broadcasting. But I like to see some of the real living that you guys do out there. So I'd like to see a little footage in and around the rudder room, out on the beach. It was something where, who was it that a few years ago did the Harry Carey?
Derek.
Who was it that, Derek, pull that sucker up every now and again just to get me a laugh, because that's pretty good. But I want to see more of the casual side. I'd like to see Walter drunk a few times.
I'd
like, Broadus, y'all can play some jokes on him. I think that'd be all right. But I'm looking forward to you fellas being out there. And look, be kind, but don't pull your punches. Let's y'all do a good job on those interviews. And Walter, remember, that fella, he's not going to do what the draft pick, Jay, the one that you embarrassed yourself with on the draft show.
Oh, Jay Toya?
Yeah, Jay, you might figure out a way to redeem yourself in a humorous way. that might actually be entertaining if y'all get the chance to talk to him. But listen, thanks for the joy this week, and enjoy it, and we'll listen to every ounce of the programming you got next week, and be safe, fellas.
I love it. Salute to you, Jim. Have a great weekend, and know what you're drinking, what you're thinking is complete without hearing the legendary pipes of Big Jim. That was Derek Holland doing the Jim Carrey or the Will Ferrell version of
Harry Carey
a couple of years back. He first did that. He broke that out in Game 5 of the 2011 World Series after going 8 1/3 in Game 4. They did a pregame interview with him in the dugout, and I remember how outraged some fans were he wasn't taking it seriously enough, even though he had just had one of the finest pitching performances of all time.
What a legend.
Okay, where are we going next, Jacob?
Up next, we got Triple M.
Triple M?
Hey, how's it going, man? My name is... I go by Triple M, but my name is Mike. I've been calling lately for unboxing. Man, tomorrow's going to be some good fights tomorrow.
Nice. What you got for us?
You got Pacquiao against, and then you got Pitbull Cruz, Usyk fighting tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be some good fights tomorrow.
I like that.
Pacquiao's coming back out of retirement.
Did you say Pacquiao was fighting?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Barrios.
Yes. He's fighting. Barrios is from San Antonio.
Right on. So you got any good gambling picks for us?
Pitbull Cruz. You got Pitbull Cruz, and you got Usyk too. He's having a rematch against his the last fight he fought. Everybody thinks he should have lost because he had a low blow, but the guy did hit him low. But everybody thinks it should have been a knockout. Mm. But it's gonna be some good fights tomorrow, all day tomorrow. Oh, and I don't know if y'all heard, but when Canelo fights, they're going to have a four-day fight. It's going to be 4 days. It's going to be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then Saturday for Canelo fights. So they're going to have fights for 4 days straight in a row.
That's awesome. Holy cow, it's a fight paradise. Thank you so much, Triple M. Enjoy your fight weekend. That's Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao. Now? Isn't that crazy?
Is he 52? I mean, salute to him for staying in shape and being able to get it done, step inside the squared circle. Still, anybody else, Jacob, before we go?
Yeah, let's get Dope Sick Dave in here from Dallas.
What's up, Dave? What you drinking? What you thinking?
How we doing, fellas? Just water right now. We'll crack something else open in a little bit.
Very nice.
A few quick things for y'all. One, I'm sure y'all know Chilango's Tacos. They launched breakfast tacos a month ago. I don't know if it's at every location in Dallas, but unreal. Unreal. I know y'all will appreciate that.
Yes,
two other things. One, I think you guys were a little dismissive of Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders. I know you guys were kind of favoring, I know yesterday at least, kind of favoring giving Jadon Blue a little more carries and, putting a little more trust in him. But if you think about it, Javonte and Miles provide us with something we haven't had since, year 1, 2, and 3 of Zeke. So I'm not optimistic about the boys, but I'm just saying the run game should be, they're way better than Rico Dowdle. So imagine what the run game will be like this year. And you add in Jadon Blue. So, and three, I wish the Mavs would have, the D'Lo signing would have came, or at least the Cole Anthony bio would have come a couple days earlier. Because if we could have gotten Cole Anthony instead of D'Lo, it would have been way better. Better three-point shooter, better defense. So, I don't know.
You nailed it.
How it goes. Have a good weekend, fellas.
Great call. I think any opinion right now about Javonte Williams or Miles Sanders is fair.
Yeah.
But the entire league gets a chance to acquire these guys, including Sean Payton, who's one of the best scouters of the offensive backfield in the history of the league. And he decided, I'll move on from Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
You know, I think Miles Sanders has some ball carrying ability, but he's kind of a track athlete playing football. And I just don't know if he's got like the football IQ or the situational awareness to be the kind of guy that you would trust down in and down out to take advantage of his ball carrying skills. So I think the 2026 running back is not on this roster currently, but damn it, I would love to be wrong about that. Savagely wrong. Okay, we got to run. Eric Nadel on the other side. Thanks to everybody for cracking them with us here. Another edition of What You Drinking, What You Thinking is in the books, and we're coming back with Eric and then the G-Bag of the Day, LA Live here on The Fan.
Let's go ahead and get you to advancedhair.com. Get that hair back on your dome, fellas. Everyone keeps asking me what makes Advanced Hair Restoration different. Let me tell you, along with some details here, get this, once a year, summer savings event, it's going on right now. First off, Advanced Hair, they stand by their results, and their before and afters are second to none at advancedhair.com. You should check them out. With Advanced Hair, your own natural hair is guaranteed to grow. Secondly, Advanced Hair combines top-rated physicians with modern technology, creating a concierge-quality experience that's really hard to find elsewhere. And finally, Advanced Hair's Advance, FUE, begins regrowing your own natural hair the very next day. It's quick, it's simple, it's super easy. And if you have a flexible summer schedule, then maybe you've been waiting for that special savings opportunity to get that hair back on your head. It is here right now. Time to capitalize, Tolo's. Advanced Hair Summer Savings Event will get you the most hair for your dollar. It's their best offer ever. For details and to schedule your free consultation, all you have to do is call 469-599-HAIR. One-day treatment, life-changing results. Your new hair is guaranteed to grow. 469-599-HAIR or advancedhair.com.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. The Rangers are back in action. The Tolos are in the building. This is a good buzz here as they get set to host the big league-leading Detroit Tigers for three. Pregame coming up in just over an hour as Eric Nadel joins us now. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts, and Eric Nadel brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. We're excited about how this offense performed. You have a good break?
Great break. Got nice and relaxed. Went into full chill-out mode. And now I am ready to rock and roll.
Yes, and of course the Rangers all got to chill out pretty good as well. Let's start with the offense. How good do you think this offense is now here for the final 65 games of the season, considering everything we've seen so far?
Well, considering everything and considering that Josh Jung is still not here and Jake Berger is now on the injured list and Sam Haggerty is now on the injured list, I still am very optimistic about the offense. They've averaged about 6.5 runs per game here in the month of July in the 12 games they've played. So I don't think there's any reason to not be optimistic about what this club can do offensively. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Rowdy Tellez can contribute. You know, he had 11 home runs for Seattle this year in only 62 ball games. And, you know, maybe he'll give the Rangers a little bit of thump from the first base spot with Jake Berger gone.
How do you like that nickname for Rowdy, the Girthquake?
That's not a bad one. You know, and he's, you know, he's from Northern California, where they're known to have an earthquake or two.
That's right. Do you have an all-time favorite MLB player nickname? Is there one that jumps out to you?
I think my favorite one is Blue Moon Odom. I love that one. Blue Moon Odom, and I loved Catfish Hunter too. Those are two of my favorites.
Great movie character as well, that Catfish Hunter in the Grumpy Old Man. Does 37-28 make sense to you? I know they haven't had a 65-game stretch that good in a while, but I can see that happening here, although the schedule is pretty tough here in these 65 games, Eric.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule. I can see the 37-28. You know, they really haven't gone off on a run where they've gotten really hot and had a significant winning streak or, you know, a 16 out of 20 or even a 14 out of 20. You know, that has been something they haven't done yet. And I think now that they're scoring runs, they've got the possibility of doing that.
We're seeing a ton of Tiger fans here, Eric. Do you consider Detroit as one of these teams that just travels really well?
Well, you know, we always used to see a lot of Tiger fans back when the Tigers were good. In the years in the 80s, you know, at the old ballpark, when they had that great team with Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker and Lance Parrish and Kirk Gibson, there would be as many Tiger fans in the ballpark as there were Ranger fans. And during the years when the Tigers weren't necessarily relevant, you know, that kind of ended. And once they became good again in the Verlander years, we started seeing more Tiger fans. So I think now that they have the best record in all of baseball, it's not surprising at all to see all those Michigan transplants here.
Eric Nadel with us here on The Fan. Eric, what do you see the early role for John Gray being once he gets back in the saddle?
Well, this is just me. I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't see how they have any choice other than putting him in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. You don't have to stretch him out fully if you put him in the bullpen. He can give you multiple innings. You can use him as a closer in some games. To me, there's a crying need in the late innings. You know, we've talked about this before, and it hasn't gotten any better. The one loss record for the four high leverage relievers on the Rangers staff is 3-17. They have some nice earned run averages and nice opposing batting averages, but they lose a lot of games late. You just look at this month. The Rangers are 7-5 in July. In all five of the losses, they had a lead.
Wow.
And the bullpen's got to get better, in my opinion, if the Rangers are going to make the playoffs, whether it's as a division champion or as a wild card team. They need help in the late innings, and I think John Gray's the guy to give it to them.
Eric, we meant to get to this with you last week, but Anthony Davis of the Mavericks just had to have surgery on his torn retina. And we were thinking, like, oh, my gosh, that's what ruined your streak, Eric. What can you, when you reflect yeah. back on that torn retina, I mean, it sounds freaking terrible.
It can be terrible, and it can be not so terrible, depending on how soon you catch it. The first one that I had, the one that ended my long streak of consecutive games, was really messy because I didn't recognize what the signs were. I just started seeing a lot of floaters, you know, or black dots spinning around that I thought were fleas or some kind of insects. And it turned out my retina was in the process of detaching. And when I woke up the next day, it was as if somebody had spread Vaseline over my eye. Mm. And that's when I went and saw, you know, a retina specialist. And by then, it was a bloody mess in there. And they couldn't even do the surgery yet. And I still don't have all my vision back in that eye. When the retina detached in my other eye a few years later, I realized the warning signs immediately. And I got in, and it was a very simple procedure to correct it. So, again, it's all in how soon you figure out what's going on and get it attended to.
It's good PSA. I'm going to be on the lookout for those floaters here.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, is Detroit that good? Are we facing a juggernaut here, or could we dream about, you know, winning this series or maybe sweeping them?
Well, we took 2 out of 3 in Detroit in May, and it's not like they weren't playing good baseball then. They were 25-13. Going into the series with the Rangers, the Tigers eked out a win in the first game behind Tarek Skubal 2-1. Corbin pitched a great game but was the losing pitcher. And then the Rangers won 10-3 and 6-1 behind DeGrom and Eovaldi. Now, DeGrom's not going to pitch in this series. Eovaldi is. But you look at the Tigers on paper, and they're solid, but they don't appear to be that good. They don't appear to be a 98-win team. You know, to me, they're probably a 90-win team. Last year they won 86 games. So I think it's time for them to cool off, and no better time than this weekend.
We'll drink to that, buddy. It is a Friday, so you got to tell us what you're drinking and what you're thinking before we let you go.
Well, I've been drinking green tea, trying to be healthy, just get a mild amount of caffeine in me. And what I'm thinking is people really need to come out on this homestand. This is a crucial homestand to determine what the Rangers are going to do at the trading deadline. You know, I expect they're going to do not a whole lot given the budgetary restrictions. I can't see them going into a sell-off, but they've got to make sure they win this homestand or else there may be some sort of a sell-off. So come on out. There's only a few thousand tickets left for each of these games against the Tigers, but we've got the A's coming in next, and then the Atlanta Braves, you know, have underperformed this year, but still on paper are a super baseball team. And these should be really entertaining games. 3-team homestand. Come on out.
You got me fired up again, buddy. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Thanks so much.
There he goes. Thank you, Eric Nadel. Brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. I mean, they could be 12-0 this month,
yeah.
Well, Chuck, if they just got some better bullpen or maybe some late-inning hits. But definitely better than the 7-5 they've been, and that's one of the reasons people are very optimistic about what we're about to see in these final 65 games. It is time now for the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. Let's play them all and vote on which one we like the best in the G-Bag of the Day.
All right, fellas, it is G-Bag of the Day from Friday, July 18th. And we're going to get it started. We're going to get it started with the champ. This is Ross Lubinsky on Sean and RJ, filling in for Pepe, struggling a little bit to screen calls.
Let us know, 877-881-1053. Ross, who do we have?
So sorry, I did not patch them through, but I talked to a guy who just had a kid who recently graduated 2024 from Hillcrest High School. That's right here in DISD. He said they can do like fundraisers, but coaches can't put money out of their own pocket for that sort of thing.
Wow. All right. If we have any more calls, Ross, put them on hold. We'll patch them through. Poor Ross is back there. He's writing down. He's transcribing.
He's taking notes.
I was like, what's taking so long? I talked to him to the mic. If you're on the fan cam, I was like, let's go. Come on, we don't need a live story. But Ross was actually getting the story.
He's like the court reporter using that like shorthand, those typewriters that have four buttons.
We can take calls in sports radio. We good?
Yeah, we got one.
All right, let's go to the next Tolo. Ross, who do we have? Ross?
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Am I... Ross, can you hear me?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Who do we have? Sorry.
It's all trial by error there. Ross Lubinsky in the pin cut, trying to figure it out. And I just picked up on that piece of audio. Apparently, Sean, while he's doing the show, if he's on remote, in a Zoom chat, will start hollering at you. So you got to have that in queue as well. I mean, that's a man that runs a very tight ship, and Ross was not quite up to the task, but he is a two-time G-Bag of the Day champion.
He is. Going for three.
All is well that ends well there for our guy, Ross. Who's challenging today, Jacob?
Oh, we got a two-for-one special on the Sean and RJ show. Evidently, the bleep button isn't just an issue for me and Eric. It's an issue for Kevin Walker as well. And don't worry, guys. I did listen to this one beforehand, and we are good to go. So here's Kevin Walker struggling with the bleep button.
Bleep that, Kevin.
Bro, you want to talk to me, bro?
No, I don't.
You want to talk to me? Then back the
All right, stop the audio.
That was bleeps. Stop the audio. It was tight, but that was bleep.
Wow.
So how many bombs got over? Wow.
I think it was three. I had to bleep three of them, so.
I mean, there were so many... I mean, bleeps that had to happen in those audio clips.
Yeah,
like,
a lot
that
of bleeps.
Dude's rant was insane.
Must have saved the wrong one. What's the ruling on that, you think?
I don't know. I think he cut off the middle. I think he left the first and the last syllable. I think that was the issue. But I know two of them got over like clear as day, so.
Well, the good news, I mean, if you don't have any broadcast experience, if you can get the thumbs up, you can learn it all on the fly.
Yeah. True. Absolutely. Trial by air.
Okay, so is that officially a Kevin Walker?
That is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a Kevin Walker submission for first time in G-Bag of the Day history.
Yep.
K-Dub is on the board, and he is eligible for the championship. Who else is challenging?
All right, this one got sent to me earlier. Apparently, this lady's daughters, or she found some grilling equipment out in the yard, and I couldn't figure out why it was out there.
Oh, no.
So she asked her kid why her husband's grilling tongs were left in the middle of the yard.
Y'all, I am beside myself and completely grossed out right now. My kids asked me to set up the slip and slide because it's hot outside in Texas. And I am setting it up and I see these tongs that should be on my husband's grill in the grass. And I tell my daughter, I said, hey, please go pick those up and put them back with daddy's grill. And she said, oh, these? I said, yeah. And she goes, that's what we use to pick up the dog poop.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
How long has she been picking up dog turds with what we flip our burgers with?
Oh, wow. Chief, I think you've been one-upped.
God. That is brutal.
From toothbrush to tongs, which is more disgusting. I think the tongs takes it. Not even close.
I hate how much I can relate to this. This is PTSD for me.
In the video, there was a little bit of residue left on the tongs as well. So, I mean, it was fresh. Yeah.
Got a wet
one. You know there was poop on there. Like, you don't know for sure that there was poop on your toothbrush.
That's true.
You know for sure there was poop on those tongs, and those tongs touched burger that went in mouth.
And also, like she said, how long has this been going on? You've been eating Pooh Burgers for months, perhaps a couple years.
Now, I would like to think there is a no reuse factor for any grill master. You know, I'm not going to use those tongs this weekend and the next weekend go out with those greasy, kind of peppery tongs and flip new burgers. I'm going to take those back into the house and
clean
at least hand wash them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I guess the next question would be from wife to husband, you do wash those in between cookings, right? And the answer to that could be anything, to be honest.
Definitely. It's just so funny to think that the whole time he thought it was like barbecue char on the end of that.
No.
It was just
his
dog's poo.
Oh, no.
Is that some of that dark barbecue sauce that I used on those ribs last week? No, sir.
And this is fair. You know, the spatula is probably what we're using more so to flip the burger. That's
sure.
Been texting. But you are using tongs for certain things when it comes to grilling. Maybe some weenies.
Yeah, absolutely. Some weenies, lots of other barbecue items. And if the burger's firm enough, you can get it with the tongs, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Keep your poo tongs away from my weenies.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with the spatula is if you're operating with a regular grill, you know, you can kind of lose it and the patty can slip through the grills.
Yes, yes.
Or you smack it and the grease goes flying everywhere. I think you have the ability with the tongs, especially if they're big enough to catch that patty, to turn that over and sort of lightly.
Kind of a do-it-all object.
I prefer tongs to spatula.
The whole time they're like, man, like we thought Dad just had a different type of dry rub on these burgers.
Thought they tasted a little weird.
I was wondering what that secret flavoring was, Dad.
It's a bit nutty.
Is it Friday? Is it Ross Lubinsky, Kevin Walker? Why are the tongs in the yard? Or do we have another one, Jacob? Any other challengers before we vote?
You know, I got one more in the honor of the U.S. Open or the British Open going on right now. We've got a golf snake prank. So these guys tied a fake snake to their rather old friend, and here's how it turned out.
Jake neglected to care for the property.
Okay. Okay.
Including people who have a dead tree and let it fall on the neighbor's car.
Okay.
It's fake.
You could get somebody seriously hurt like that.
Dude.
An older gentleman, maybe a little heavy set.
Wow.
Because the snake's on like a piece of string, like a fishing line. Then the harder you run, the more it looks like it's picking up speed chasing you.
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
It's diabolical. Those are great videos, man.
I love it. I think that's the best thing going right now on short scrolling.
That's epic.
It's the fake snake prank. Is it that? Is it the tongs? Is it the Kevin Walker or Ross Lubinsky there with Sean and RJ? I'm going to go with why are the tongs in the yard, Chief? How about you?
Give me the chant, Ross Boss.
Okay, we go into the Pimp Cup. Jacob Ray set to vote. Who are you going with?
I'm
going to
stick with the champ, Ross Lubinsky.
Wolchuk?
I think we're going to tong it.
Okay, let me see if we can get this tie broken by Ruben Portillo, Remote Engineering. Do you have a vote? The champ? The tongs. By a score of 3-2. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion. Why are the tongs in the yard? Thanks to Ruben for satisfying that tie or deciding that tie. It's time now for LA Live. Let's do this.
All right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody dance.
All right, LA Live for July 18th. 2025. You need your weekend warning, of course. Don't crash out. If you go to jail, what is it? Establish dominance quickly. Which I think could be a trap. If you're not capable of establishing dominance quickly and it's your first night in the joint, I would say just try to lay low.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the text has some better advice. What if
Absolutely.
You can't establish dominance quickly? Mm-hmm. I can't fight. I'm going to end up getting whooped here.
No.
Mind your damn business.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just try and stay as far away from
the bathrooms.
Danger. Yeah, from the shower rooms. Yeah, the shower.
Don't drop the soap.
100%.
It's a good time to remind yourself that God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Yep.
Yeah. Right? Just listen, lay low. I think try to. But it, now, if somebody does step to you when it's fighting time, you can't cower in the corner.
No.
Because then you'll get picked on.
No.
So you have to be willing to fight. I just say don't go looking for it.
Don't go looking for it. You have to be. You do have. It's better to get your ass kicked and gain the respect of a guy who stood tall and gave his best. Than the guy who, like you said, ran into the corner. Because now you are the ultimate target. And when those lights go out, the night's just starting for you.
No.
That's right.
You can gain respect. And Fred Davis, if you need some support and advice, he can give it to you. He talked about how he established dominance quickly when he spent time in prison.
I could see Fred being an alpha in the yard.
Absolutely. You know, at least to some extent.
Right.
You know, but I would.
Not at Rikers, you know.
No, but. No. It kind of depends on what the human resources situation is there in that particular jail. Now, I've been looking for Sean Sharif throughout the day. You know, I've been hoping that we could.
The hell is he?
We could squash the beef that, like, Bobby Belt, I think, started a number of months ago when he was not a five-time G-Bag of the Day champion. He got stuck at four. So then there was a rap battle, and Belt and Chief went back and forth. But then, like, I guess over the last month or so, whenever we've come up, it does seem like they are trying to talk about us negatively. I'm always a team player.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think I would much rather go against the competition. You know, that's been my style. You know, when I was looking to make a name for myself, and I was like, man, it'd be fun to have a little back and forth going. I look at other radio stations as the targets, maybe other TV stations, writers.
Yeah.
Like, who's saying stuff that's offensive to us or we think is idiotic that doesn't work here? You know, like, I guess from my perspective, for Sean and RJ, like, you want to build us up. So, you know, it helps the overall radio station. And up until them, like, nobody had this erroneous idea that the G-Bag Nation had a difficult time giving out items, right? It was a foreign concept to me. Whenever we're there, if we have something, they're gone within the hour. But they picked that up and ran with it, and now there's this false narrative out for people, I guess, that haven't been to a G-Bag remote and seen the mania, seen the passion, that we're lacking in some way. And unfortunately, that idea is sort of festering. So in my situation, I'm like, dude, what's the best way to move on from this?
Yeah.
You know, and I thought a sit down with Sean might be the best way to get it done. But maybe he just wants to bang it out here on the airwaves, Zach. What do you think?
Maybe he does. I guess
he's probably sloppy drunk right now in Texas.
Yeah, I mean,
Live.
He probably was pre-gaming in Texas Live. In fact, I think that he did kind of tell us a little bit about what his festivities were going to be this morning about the – I think they might have taken a shot at you, General, here. Jake, what do we got?
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sean and RJ, they were talking about, you know, Gavin's signature phrase, if you see me, beer me. And they were poking a little fun at the General this morning.
Diamond Cavs, on your home of the Rangers, if you see me pre-gaming with the fam at Texas Live, shout me out, hook you up with your beer, and then 7 o'clock, first pitch on this radio station.
So you're saying would be, if you see me, I'll beer you. You're not demanding people beer you when they see you. You're not just like, see me, beer me. You're going to give them their beer.
Like, that's Gavin kind Dawson of once selfishly did.
Yeah, you are actually going to give out those beers, not just ask people to give them to you when they see you.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. That's fun. Yeah, it's just my signature catchphrase, if you see me, beer me. I started that in 2010 when we were heading over to the old stadium. And, yeah, you know, I thought it was cool for many years. Like, wherever I went, there was too many beers for me to drink. And, you know, maybe for Sean, he feels like I have to give my listeners something so they keep coming back. When I was out there, it was just love and appreciation for the free content and Radio Gold, as always, that I was giving him 5 hours a night.
Oh, trust me. Bobby also thought it was really cool because he was one of your biggest fans until he became Sean's lapdog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's well said there, Will Chuck.
I think we got some more, and we had an awesome.
It's a feisty lapdog, though.
Very. And super talented and AI driven.
Skillful. Very and one skillful. That, one that strikes fear.
One of the smartest smartest I've ever probably come across,
yeah.
Really. Bob? But we'll bite you. We'll bite. Very. My rabies?
Oh, yeah. There's no way he's had his rabies shot.
So the chef that we had on earlier was awesome, and they brought over some delectable food. I guess. We got made fun of for having the Rangers executive chef on
him once.
The G-Bag Nation is going to be doing their show from the Globe with the executive chef sitting down with them as a special guest. What happened yesterday with G-Bag?
Well, first off, this
I didn't get that text about the chef. We almost booked it.
I do like
what brought us.
That was fun.
Yeah. Fran Fraschilla is not good enough.
Yeah.
But if you make crepes, put them in the expressway. Yeah.
But the line cook over there, they got the guy who throws little parsley on the side with the lemon wedge. That guy, yeah. We
How do
him.
You do it?
What?
How do you do it?
We gotta have that guy.
Coming
up at 6, the bar back.
Guys at Costco picking up the 2-pack of Rao's.
You think Broadus is going to try and claim this too? It's like, we had 30,000 people show up to our remote. All right, so yesterday.
That's also funny.
Yesterday, for a second day in a row, Ross being unable to screen calls. What G-Bag
of the day. Does Corey Seager show up at your broadcast?
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
That was good. That was good content. Yeah, that's fun. I definitely don't want to take ourselves so seriously that we can't handle a good joke.
No, that was just
that's the first good joke I've heard.
Yeah, in a long time on that show, and I just can't believe that they would S on the head chef, the chief executive chef of Globe Life Field like that.
He was on the sports celebrity or the cooking celebrity show.
Yeah, he was on Chopped, dude. This dude's freaking legit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like
you're not on Chopped for no reason. Sean is an amateur foodsman. Right? He's punching up here in a huge way. And our guy, Chef Vasquez.
Now
right?
I know what this is all about, yeah.
Does it still go back to the wings?
I think it just goes back to the wings pretty much.
It probably does.
If I could go back and do it, I would have thrown the rematch. So we could have been 1-1 and we could have had Harmony this last decade.
I mean, it's a shame. It really is that we're beefing like this because now we're going to have to take this to Oxnard. And we usually have a great time. We're schmoozing, we're boozing, we're having laughs. We're still going to have all of those things, but we got to be out there with them. There's going to be a little bit of tension, you know? They wanted to have a bar off, is what they went into later on in this segment. They wanted to basically have Sean and RJ get their bar where they invite Tolos to. And then the G-Bag Nation, they even said we could have K&C with us because they feel so bad for us that we wouldn't be able to attract enough people. So they wanted to see where's the total support? Do they get more or do we get more?
Yeah, who's the bigger draw?
The competitive nature is just through the roof. I respect it.
I don't know if it's who's the bigger draw. I do think it is who's the bigger drunks. And there's no doubt those three guys whip our five asses every day of the week and twice on Sunday in that category.
Well, Bobby is numero uno.
It is. It's terrific to get hammered with the Tolos. You know, I did it for several years, and I wish I could continue to do it with you. But that's kind of a cheat code. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're going to get drunk with you and buy you drinks. And the competition's a bar off.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, you've trained every alcoholic in your audience that you're the go-to destination. I get it, right? And that's actually brilliant marketing.
Yeah. Credit to them. And, I mean, just using their own alcoholism to attract other drunks.
It's impressive.
That's a really heady play.
Yeah. I wish you guys could tap a little bit more into that, but you're responsible family men.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
We got to pick and choose our spots here.
We don't take every opportunity to distance ourselves from our own family.
No.
You know? And my favorite argument they always have is like how many people we have on our show. How many more people do we have on our show than they have on theirs when Sean is actually participating and doing his job?
Yeah, it'd be right? One person?
Yeah, just simply one.
Just one?
Yeah. And it's crazy how big of a void it's been not having Pepe on their show.
I know.
Just like the likability factor has just soared down into the depths of the local sewers here in the Metroplex.
Well, Bobby did choose specifically not to play the jab of they need to request one of us to slide in for those firehouse tours.
I caught that
when
this
Sean's
morning.
Out because Bobby and RJ can't handle it for themselves. Curious case of, oh, I'm not going to play this. Because Sean is definitely the anchor of that show, and he's out. It's unlistenable.
Yeah. Well, that's just what the message boards read, Walchuk. That's not even coming from
that's
your
true.
Own heart.
I still Tolo my balls off.
Yes. Yes, you do. You wouldn't want to miss any of that stuff. You know, it's great sports content, 6 to 10 every weekday morning. Is there anything else?
No, that was it. But in reality, those are awesome dudes. Those are our bros. We love them, but they can go F themselves.
I wonder if they'll hit the jugs machine with us out in Oxnard.
I think RJ would probably crush it.
RJ's a good athlete. Yeah, he's got the hand eye.
Yeah, I could see RJ being pretty good.
I think Bobby would actually be the funniest, and we'd probably have to throw in like maybe like a Nerf ball in there to accommodate for Sean's hands. But I'd be willing to
do that for them.
We could probably bring a junior highball, maybe deflate it a little bit, 10-15%.
Drop
probably
the MPHs down.
Small and cushiony enough for him to handle. Okay, that's good because I small wanted to – we teased back there in what you're drinking and what you're thinking maybe 45 minutes ago. You had an update on Jaden Blue for us.
Yeah, so the Jaden Blue update is the Cowboys – I don't believe that this came from them. If anything, it might have been a college coach at Texas. And apparently at the University of Texas, there was somewhat of a history of him kind of being confrontational with strength coaches and support staff and maybe refusing some help or maybe not working as hard as they would have liked in certain situations. But I don't know that this has – I think it's just way too early from a Cowboys perspective. They haven't been around him enough to feel that they know if this guy has a questionable work ethic or not.
And if your training staff doesn't see eye to eye with all of your players, it's not that big of a concern for me because so many of those trainer guys are very intense, work hard, attention to detail, everything's got to be perfect. And for a 22, 23-year-old that recognizes almost zero impact in his diet, sleep, nutrition on his athletic performance, you know, ideally you would want every single one of your players to have the perfect disposition towards hard work and towards the training staff and the ultimate respect for authority. But, you know, when you're dealing with trying to find 90 guys to bring into training camp that could possibly make your roster and make your team better, I need my team being okay with, hey, this guy is such a dog, he tried to fight the trainer. You know, we're getting him in the fifth round, he runs a 4.27. Okay, and if this isn't the smoothest ride possible, we're willing to massage this. Like, that's what Pete Carroll and Brian Schottenheimer were so good at with those Legion of Boom teams.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, several years later, deteriorated into a chemistry problem. But they reaped incredible benefits off getting guys and saying, we don't have to change him. We don't have to make him into a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
We just need to get him on the football field for him to make plays.
They did. They allowed them to embrace their personalities. It really was. And it worked for them. I mean, and when you're winning, certainly that helps mask a lot of things.
But it was Greg Stretch Smith, a former scout and DFW radio personality, working on a podcast saying, coaches are saying there's history of laziness with Jaden Blue, and you know, I mean, same thing applies to several NFL players who have been very, very good. I think, you know, superstars like Michael Vick, guy's lazy, doesn't study the playbook, and you know, there's Johnny Manziel, right? So there's different ranges you can get to. How about here's a lazy guy, Steve Young, okay? Why was Steve Young so lazy? Because he knew he had an athletic skill set that was a trump card. And he's like, yeah, sure, I got to make all these reads. Or if my first and second read isn't open, how about I just run for 35 yards? Truck the linebacker. Does that sound good to you, Coach?
Truck them.
Okay, we're going to go around the bases coming up next. We'll check. Where are you taking us?
All right, we do have some updates regarding the big dumper and some trade rumorooskies. That's next in the Nation.